We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Gittin, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Chaf Beis. Rav Nosson Zal had shown how Yom Kippur, which is one of the days when Hashem is closest to us, it's a tremendous Eis Ratzon, and Tisha B'Av, which is one of the days when Hashem would seem to be furthest away from us, that during both of those times, we connect, we have the ability to connect to the highest level of kindness of Hashem. On Yom Kippur, it's through Eis Ratzon, and on Tisha B'Av, it's because we are so far down, and because the regular channels have been destroyed, the only option is for Hashem to reach out to us from the highest places. And this is why we said the halacha is that we take off our shoes on Yom Kippur, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shal no olecha me'al raglecha, remove your shoes, because the place that you're standing is very holy. And on Tisha B'Av also we remove the shoes to show that the ordinary channels of connecting with Hashem have been destroyed, are not available, the Beis HaMikdash is not available. And again, the only way that Hashem is connecting to us is from his highest place of Rachmonas. V'alkein, and therefore, based on this, Be'emes, the truth is, Hayirida hi tachlis hu'aliyah. When a person goes down, chas v'shalom, when a person falls in Yiddishkeit and Avodas Hashem, that can result in a tremendous aliyah. Ki me'achar shal kol ponim, Be'emes, mekablin be'es hayirida v'agolos me'akdush, me'hakedusho hu elyon amoid. Since the fact is that regardless of why or what, when a person's in a state of yirida or in a state of exile, they connect to Hashem, and they do connect to Hashem, it's to the highest kedusha. Alkein ein shum yush bo'ilam klal. For this reason, there's no such thing as giving up ever. Because from the worst places, from the places of the greatest impurity, it's still possible to return to Hashem. Ki adaraba, because just the opposite of what you wouldn't think. Shom daika melubash venistor venelam kedusho elyoinamoid. In the Yerida, in the Golus, There is hidden a very, very high level of holiness. Ve'alkein, and therefore, im yizkor odom zois betoikef yiridosoi nefilosoi, if a person will remember this when he's in the worst of his yirida and nefila, ve'yamin zois be'muna shleima, and he'll believe this 100%, shedaiko b'mekoimoi, that because he's in such a low place, in such a place of darkness, Hashem doesn't send an angel or an intermediary to help him, but rather Hashem himself goes down to help the person in hidden form, in a hidden way. Just like when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, it said, Ani Hashem, Ani Veloi Malach, Ani Veloi Sorof. Why? Because we were in such a low place, in such Tumah, that's why it's only the highest level of purity of Hashem that could reach out to us in such a place. Umeramez loy remozim meirochoy. And Hashem sends the person hints, all kinds of hints, from the distance, lo shuveilo, for the person to return to Hashem. If a person will realize that, benokel, easily, the person can return to Hashem easily, b'shev va'altase levad. If they simply step on the brakes, if they stop doing any evil, at that point, when a person is far down and far away from Hashem in a yerida, Hashem doesn't even expect from the person to do mitzvahs, to do good. If the person just shows a little bit of sincerity and willingness to be mekayim shev valtase, sit and don't do anything, that alone is enough initiative on the part of the person for Hashem to really reach out and help him. Oz bevadai yochoy liskois liskari ve'elav yisporach mikol mokim shehu. That person will definitely be able to succeed in coming close to Hashem, no matter where they're at, no matter how far they've strayed, no matter how far down they've gone, v'la'afoich ha'yerida la'aliyah, and to turn around the yerida, the fall, to turn it around to a tremendous elevation, to boomerang and rebound and come super close to Hashem as a result of the yerida, if the person will be aware of this, if the person will realize that during a time of yerida, Hashem himself reaches out to the person with his greatest rachmanis, and a person can tap into that relatively easily when he's in that state of yerida. If a person makes that effort, they'll be able to turn it around. V'alkein, and therefore, gam chalitza samin olam b'tishabov u'menuda v'ovel chas v'shalom heim toiva gedoyla. The fact that on Tisha B'Av we all remove our shoes, we don't wear leather shoes, and so too a Jew who is chas v'shalom in cherem, who's been excommunicated because he crossed a certain major red line, or a Jew who is in mourning because they lost a close relative, in all of these cases, it's a tremendous benefit to them, the not wearing the shoes. Because by the person showing awareness and recognition of where they're at, they're acknowledging that they're in cherem, or that they're in a state of avelus, or that it's Tisha B'Av today. And by the person fulfilling the instructions of our rabbis, whether it be on Tisha B'Av or in mourning or whatever it is, shemeven, that the person realizes she'oz tzrichen chalitzas minolim, that this is a time when I need to remove my shoes, lohoyrois, to show shepogam bekol hakedushos, to show that we have messed up all the standard areas of holiness. Ve'ein shum chiyus kiyem Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy behelem godol, and the only spiritual connection we have at this point is only directly to Hashem himself, but it's behelem godol, it's in a very hidden way, it's not in an obvious way. Again, you walk into a shul on Tisha B'Av night, the lights are off. There's only a little dim light on. It looks like it's a state of darkness, a downer, a big downer. But if the person will realize that it's during this downer that the only way to connect spiritually is to Hashem himself, ki ein loy kelim, because the person at that point in time does not have the standard vessels, sheheim hamitzvos, which are the mitzvahs and the good deeds, lekabel mishom, to receive spirituality via there, because again, on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Torah. So the Torah is pretty much closed down on Tisha B'Av. So we can't connect Hashem via the standard method. Rak shashem yisporach biatzmoy misalem umistater lahachyoysoy biatzmoy kaviyochol betoykef yiridosoy. However, Hashem himself, hides himself in order to be able to sneak some spiritual energy, some life to the person during the time of his major yerida, shemachmazeh choyltzim haminolim, and that's exactly why we remove the shoes, lahoyrois, to show she'ein loy kelim v'tzimtzumim lekabel hoyer koroi, that I do not have the usual vessels or the usual tzimtzumim. We said that clothing is kelim, shoes is the ultimate kelim in tzimtzum. It's the lowest, the bottom of the bottom. We wear it on our feet, and it's not even like regular clothing. It's made from animal hide. You know, the tzimtzum of the tzimtzum. We show that we don't even have that in order to be able to receive the light the way we usually do. Alkein, therefore, by a person following this procedure and realizing what it's all about, the person can be inspired and motivated to come back, to do real tshuva. Since he realizes, he knows that he's not totally cut off from Hashem, Hashem is providing spiritual energy for him, even in that state. Afal pi shu bebechinas yerida, despite the fact that he's in such a yerida, afal pi kein still, meyachar shashem izborach biatzmoi mechayeyu. If a person realizes that a time like this, Hashem himself reaches out to the person, yochol lehisoyer gamato b'tshuva. The person can be inspired even at such a time to tshuva, v'lo shuveilov, and to return to Hashem, from the place that the person is at, ba'asher hu shom, where he's at the time, v'lafoy chayirida la'aliyah gedoyla, and to turn around the yirida to a major aliyah, to be dahainu sheyizke l'tshuva, for the person to be zeche to tshuva, shehu bechinas yom kippurim, of which the ultimate in tshuva is yom kippur, shayideze. Oilen l'shom, and through tshuva, if from a state of yerida like this, a person goes up to Yom Kippur. He goes up to Bina, to that upper Shechina, to that Seichel HaKoilel, lebechinas kedushohu elyoina, lebechinas kodesh kadoshim, bebechinas aliyah, as in a major elevation. Ki al yidei tshuva ruuyin la'alois l'shom, because through tshuva, a person becomes worthy of rising up to that place, ulekabel mishom shefa godoil v'rav tuv lebeis Yisrael, and to be able to receive from there a generous flow. We said not a regular check, not a check for $1,000, but when you go to when you're dealing with the chairman of the board, he can write a check for $1 billion. Lahamtik kol hatzintzumim v'hadinim, and thereby eliminate all the problems, all the tzimtzumim, all the midas adin, shehu bechinas kaporas kol ha'avoinas, which means a complete pardon for all the sins. Ve'oz nizbatlin v'nizhafchen ha'avoinas lezechuyos. And in that kind of situation, sometimes not only do the sins get reversed, get erased, but the sign on the sin gets reversed. Instead of the person having a negative balance of minus 6,400,000, they reverse the sign. It becomes a positive balance of 6 million. Shezeu bechinas yerida tachlis sualiyah. This is what's meant in all the sforim when it speaks about a person changing a yerida into a major aliyah. Kize yodua, because it's a known fact. Shegam chalitzas haminolim shel tishabah va'ovel menudachas v'shalom, hakoil b'shvil tshuva v'tikun kayedua, that the removal of the shoes on tishabah and of a person in a state of mourning and a person in cherem, those are also related to tshuva. Those are all people who are doing tshuva. When a person loses a close relative, the Gemara says when a family is struck, everybody in the family has to use it as an opportunity to do tshuva, to examine their deeds and look to come closer to Hashem. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier, bebechinas yerida tachles ha'aliyah, using the yerida, using the fall as a means of jumping back up to a major aliyah. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't mention it right here, but in other places, the Likutei Luchos, it mentions many times, look in Eicha, look at Megillas Eicha. Page from the beginning, it says, oh, it's so terrible, Yerushalayim was destroyed, and this is terrible, and that. It goes on for pages and pages. And then close to the end, Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, and I look at the entire situation, and I think, boy, it's all over. I think, mamish, there's no hope. But then he goes ahead and says, Chazdei Hashem ki loy somnu, ki loy cholu rachmav. But I realize that the chesed of Hashem is infinite. And then he goes, and the last words that we recite in Eicha are, Hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'noshuva. Person would say, what's going on here? We got the wires crossed. We're in the middle of Tisha B'Av, and then they forget themselves, and they switch to Yom Kippur. They switch channels. The answer is, it's the same channel. It's the same channel. It's two different ways of getting to the same place. Sometimes a person gets to that place by climbing, as we do during Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start a process of tshuva, and we're climbing. And then Rosh Hashanah, we start Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we're climbing and climbing until we get to Yom Kippur, which is the climax, the top of the ladder, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnai V'Lefnim and accesses the highest level of Rachmim of Hashem. That's one way of getting there. And then Rachmona Litzlan, Lo Aleinu on Tisha B'Av, after going through the 3 weeks, after starting from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which is coming in a few days, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that these days are days of the Sitra Achra, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. Those were the 40 days that the Meraglim went on their mission and failed. So that starts a Yerida to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Then we start the 3 weeks where we read those Haftoris, which all talk about the destruction and everything, climaxed by Tisha B'Av, which is the bottom. We reach bottom at the bottom. Tisha B'Av night, they dim the lights, and Tisha B'Av morning, we're sitting on the floor, no tefillin. No tefillin? A Jew without, what are you, nuts? Tefillin is the survival kit of a Jew. That's the most basic connection to Hashem. No tefillin. All the connections are gone until midday, until Chatzos Yoyim, and already in the middle of the day on Tisha B'Av, we're getting up off the floor, no sitting on the floor, starting preparations for breaking the fast. The soul of Moshiach is born at that time on Tisha B'Av, and that's the beginning of a boomerang effect, a rebounding, a bouncing back, and a tshuva process. And Tisha B'Av night after Marav, we do Kiddush Levana. You're not allowed to do Kiddush Levana unless you're in a happy frame of mind. We're coming back strong. And then that Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu, consolation. We're already in the consolation. We're moving at high speed the next 7 weeks towards Rosh Hashanah. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zehu b'chinas. And this is what the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, page 26. Lo yhoyu yomim toivim liYisrael, ki chamisha asar b'av ukiyom kippur. The Jews never had such wonderful holidays, such happy days, like Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara goes on to show why. Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki shnehem b'china achas. Because both of these days are in similar form. Ki Tu B'Av, because the 15th day of Av, hu b'chinas ha-tikun v'ha-hamtoko shel Tisha B'Av, represents the tikun, the resolution, and the resolution of Tisha B'Av. K'mo yishom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara points out, Shebetishabov Hoyo Hagzero Shelmese Midbar, that when the spies returned from Eretz Yisrael with a negative report about Eretz Yisrael, trying to convince the Jews that we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael, and the Jews cried that night on Tisha B'Av, Hashem said, "You're crying for nothing? Here I'm ready to hand you the land of Israel on a silver platter, and you're crying?" This is going to be designated as a night of crying for the history of the Jewish people. And this was Tisha B'Av. And Hashem said over the next 40 years, every single year, all the Jews who are from age 20 and over at this point in time are going to die. They will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. It's your children and your grandchildren. They'll go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says the way that this happened was every single year on Tisha B'Av, the Jews would dig graves for themselves. And they would go into those graves. They spend Tisha B'Av in a grave, in a gravesite. When Tisha B'Av was over, those that were destined to continue living would come out of the grave, the others wouldn't. And they would see that those who didn't come out of the grave, they would cover them and bury them. And those were the ones who passed away that year. And this continued for 40 years throughout the time in the desert. The last year, the final year, they did the same thing, Tisha B'Av, everybody went into the graves. Came Moitzoi Tisha B'Av, everybody came out of the grave. So they thought to themselves, hey, maybe we miscalculated. Maybe this wasn't Tisha B'Av, maybe we're a day early or something, you know. So they went back into the graves the next day, and they continued doing it until the 15th of the month, for the next 6 days, five, 6 days. On the 15th of the month, they saw the full moon, even without their blackberries and these, they knew now it's perfectly clear that Tisha B'Av has come and gone. Nobody died. It means the decree is over. Time to celebrate. And that day, Tu B'Av was declared. That's one of the reasons why they celebrated this 15th of Av, because that's when they saw that the decree had finally come to an end. Shebet Tisha B'Av Haisa Hagzeira Shel Meisei Midbar. It was on Tisha B'Av that Hashem issued the decree regarding all those who would die out in the desert. She'oz hayu meisim b'chol shana b'midbar, where during those years of travel through the desert, the Jews would die every year. U'betu b'av, and it was on the 15th of Av, pasku meisei midbar, that it became clear that they weren't dying anymore. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'tu b'av hu b'chinas ha'tikun v'ha'amtoko shel Tisha B'Av, that Tu B'Av was the end, the termination of the sad experience that the Jews went through every single year on Tisha B'Av. On Tu B'Av, it was clear that it was over. V'alken hu b'chinas yom ha'kippurim. And that's why the Gemara puts it in the same category as Yom Kippur, because when a Jew is zoicha on Tisha B'Av to be inspired and motivated to tshuva, just like it says in Eicha over there, what's the whole tachlis of Eicha? What's the whole tachlis of all the lamenting and the mourning and the sitting on the floor? The tachlis is Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho v'Nashuva. There are people that they miss that pasuk. They don't realize that that's the whole goal, the whole purpose of the whole Eicha is leading up to that. That we're sitting on the floor, that's a form of humility, of admitting that I'm wrong, that I was wrong, that I did terrible things, and I'm not in the good graces of the King. But I want to come back into the good graces of Hashem. By realizing how far down we've gone, umaminim, and yet believing sheshom daika, that in the Yerida, in that basement, in that sub-basement, nistar v'nelam Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoy, Hashem himself is right there, just in very hidden form. Through this was zoichen to tshuva lebechinas yom kippurim, she'oz oilen l'shom be'emes v'nim takam ka'koil kanal. And on Yom Kippur, we know we do go up to that penthouse, to that top floor, the 10th level, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where everything, all sins get erased, all dinim get nimtak. V'alkein Tu B'Av Shehu ha-hamtoka v'atikin shel Tisha B'Av v'yoyim ha-kippurim heim b'china achas. And that's why the Gemara puts both of these in the same bag, because they're both headed to the same location. Tisha B'Av is supposed to take us to tshuva, to Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva, and Yom Kippur also. And they both connect us to this Rachmim Gedolim, to this highest level of kindness of Hashem, which is accessible either through a major aliyah. This is why the Gemara says, B'mokim Shebalei Tshuva Imdim, Ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamoid, because a tzadik gomur is accessing Hashem through Torah, through mitzvahs. The Baal Tshuva is accessing Hashem through a boomerang, by jumping down on the diving board, pressing down on the, going all the way down, and suddenly being propelled 100 miles an hour up to the top, to an incredible high level. Zehu, and this is why the Gemara goes on to say over there, Shebohem, that on these 2 days, on Yom Kippur and on the 15th of Av, Benois Yisrael Yoitzois, the Jewish women would all go out and they would dance and they would sing and they would say, they would all wear the same kind of clothing. No differentiation. All of them would borrow clothes from each other. So no one was rich, no one was poor, everyone was on the same level. And they would say to the young Jewish men, Bachur, you who are not yet married, Sono Einecho, look up. and pick a wife. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, tse'ena ure'ena benois tzion. Go out and look, daughters of Zion, ba'melech shloimoi, at King Solomon, ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoi, look at the crown that his mother has made for him, be'yoim chasunosoi, on the day of his wedding, u'be'yoim simchas liboi, and on his day of great rejoicing. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explained, the Gemara quotes this pasuk regarding Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, she'oz daika, on those 2 days specifically, b'Tu B'Av v'Yom HaKippurim, oz hu b'chinas hachitun digdusha. Those are days of the holy matrimony, the holy wedding. Ki hachasana v'hanisuin digdusha nimshach me'b'chinas kodesh kodoshim kanal. Because as we learned many pages ago, a wedding, when a couple, a Jewish couple, decide to get married, how do they get connected? They first have to go up to the top floor, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. We had learned it through the Ksuba document, where a new portion of Torah is written, which brings the Torah to a higher level of completion. And when there's Shlemus HaTorah, the Torah goes up to Chochma Ilah, to the upper Chochma we learned. And that's where the couple gets connected. Shezeu b'china seichel hakoilel. That chochmah ilah is also referred to as seichel hakoilel. Shehu b'chinas keser. That's the crown. B'chinas klolius sholosh rishonos, which is actually the combination of the upper three spheroes: keser, chochmah, and bina. Shehi b'chinas. This is what the pasuk is referring to in Shir HaShirim there when it says bo atora she'itro lo imoy, the crown which his mother has made for him. Shehi bechinas bina kiyadua. We know that the term mother usually refers to the sphere of bina. There's a pasuk in Mishle which says, ki aim la bina tikra. We refer to bina as the mother. So the crown which the mother has made refers to the keser chochma bina, those three upper spheroids, which are referred to as seichel hakoilel, chochma ilah, kodesh kodoshim. Vesehu, and this is what the pasuk says over there, beyoim chasunasoi, on the day of his wedding, zehu matan Torah. The Gemara says that refers to the day that the Torah was given on Mount Sinai. Ubeyoim simchas liboy, and the day of his heart's rejoicing, zehu binyan beis hamikdash. The Gemara says that refers to the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. Ki shnehem bechina achas, because the wedding day, beyoim chasunasei, the wedding day, the day that the Torah was given on, and the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash, those are actually one. Ki oiraisa mi chochmo ilo nafkis, because Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran in chapter 61, which this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Zohar Kodesh, which says that the Torah comes from chochmo ilo, from the upper chochmo, shehi bechinas kodesh kodoshim, which is referred to as holy of holies, shemisham kol kedusha sabeis hamikdash kanal. And that's also where the holiness of the entire Beis HaMikdash comes from. It draws its holiness from the Holy of Holies, from the inner sanctum. Umishom ikar ha-hischabrus shel ha-chasana v'hanisuin digdusha kanal. And it's from there that there's generated the union of a wedding, of a Jewish wedding, when a couple come together in holy matrimony. It's from that Chochma Ilah. It's from the same place, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's from where the Beis HaMikdash draws its holiness from. It's from where the Torah receives its holiness. V'zeh zoichin b'tubav v'yom HaKippurim daika. And this is where we connect, this is what we connect to on the 15th of Av and on Yom Kippur. Sheshnehem b'china achas. They're both one concept in spirituality. She'oz zoichen la'alois lebechina seichel ha'koilel. These are times when Klal Yisrael is zoichet to go up to that seichel ha'koilel, lahamtik ha'koil, to resolve all problems, all dinim. She'zeo kol ha'bechinoi sanal. This is everything we've been learning about here. Paragraph Chof Dalid. V'ze bechinas chalitza shel hayevama. And this is tied into the chalitza process of a woman who became available to her husband passed away without having had any children with her. And the husband left behind a brother, a living brother, who could have been miyabem her, who could go through the procedure of yibum, where he chooses to marry her in order to establish a name for his deceased brother, in order to try to produce children that will be named on the name of the brother who passed away. Kishe'enoi roitze hayovam layabma, whereas when the yavam decides that he does not want to go through this yibum process, Eino yecholo lihiporeid mimenu, then this woman, this widow, cannot be separated from him. The connection cannot be broken from her deceased husband and from this yavam kiim alidei hachalitza, unless they go through this procedure called chalitza, kitzrichin chalitzas minolim, which requires removal of the shoe. Kedei lalois lebechinas kodesh kodoshim, which is the method through which a person rises up to the Holy of Holies. We saw before, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to the site of the Beis HaMikdash, the holy site, Hashem said, take your shoes off. So here also, in order to disconnect, in order to connect, and in order to disconnect, you have to go to the same place. You have to go to the source of the connection. You have to go up to that Holy of Holies. Lebchina Seichel HaKoilel, Sheshom Mevatlin HaKesher B'Sharoshoy. That's where they nullify that connection at its source. Lahavdol, a person has a bank account in a certain place. He's connected. He's attached over there. He goes in every time. He makes deposits, withdrawals. When he decides to close the account, he goes in, he signs a paper, he says, okay, now the account's closed. They say, no, we're going to submit your request. It's got to go to the computer, to the place where the connection exists, in the computer, where your records are, where your files are, and then over there, they'll disconnect you. Over there, when they do their processing, they will put in a disconnect, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, you'll be notified that your account has been closed and you're no longer, etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains this concept of shoes much more clearly. Ki haminolim hein bebechinas tikun shleimus ve'etza. Because the shoes symbolize advice, the concept of real clarity and achievement of true advice. Ki haminolim heim shmiro leraglin mienika saklipois. Because we wear shoes to protect our feet from being attacked or from being used or drawn from by the forces of tumah. Shelo yisachzu bebechinas horaglin, so that they should not attach themselves to our feet, sheshom achizosom daika. And we know that that's the place where the tumah, the forces of tumah, the forces of the sitrachra, when they want to attach themselves to a person, when they want to draw from a person, they tackle him by the feet. Just like in football, you tackle him by the feet, the klipos, the sitrachra, they try to knock a person down by connecting to the feet. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Ragleho yordois moves. The feet go down into death. Moves is another word for klipos, sitrachra. ki ikar his gabrus haklipois vasitrachra heim al bechinas ho eitzois digdusha shehem bechinas raglin. Because the main place where the sitrachra tries to attack a person and tries to mess a person up is in the area of advice, direction, knowing which way to go. Shehem bechinas haraglin, that's associated with the feet. K'moy shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in many places in Likutei Moharan, he quotes the pasuk, k'moy shekosuv, it says in the Chumash, v'chol ha'om asher beraglecha. Yisro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk says, V'chol ha'om asher beraglecha, this entire nation which is at your feet. This is how Yisrael referred to the Jewish people when he was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. This entire nation which is at your feet, V'dorshu Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ha'holchim achar atzoscha, meaning they follow your direction. Where you go, they go. So we see that the feet represent etza, advice, guidance, direction. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains this kabbalistically. Ki raglin heim bechinas netzach vohoid. We know that the legs of a person correspond to the spheroids of netzach and hoid. Sheheim bechinas etzois kayadua, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that they are referred to as advice. Netzach and Hoid is from where advice comes from, guidance comes from. We know, we've mentioned this many times in the past, that the spheroids of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes correspond to the Ovois, to Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. So those spheroids, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, are referred to as fathers, parents, which means that one level down, the floor under them, Netzach Hoid Yesoid, are referred to as Bonim, children. And this is one of the reasons why in the Beis HaMikdash, during the time of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem would speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem was giving advice and guidance to Moshe Rabbeinu, where did Moshe Rabbeinu hear the voice of Hashem from? Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, from between the two childlike images. In the Holy of Holies, on top of the Ark, there were these two bird-like images where the faces were the faces of children, small children. The Gemara says the word kruvim, which means cherubs, in Aramaic is kiravya, like a child. So those childlike faces represented the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, from which advice comes from. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that advice, knowledge, wisdom originates in the brain, but it gets processed and brought down and brought out via the kidneys, the kloyos, which are in the lower part of the body, corresponding to Netzach and Hoid. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, why is it this way? What do you mean? Hold on a second. If knowledge is in the brain, why am I going down to the legs? Why can't I get that? Why am I not connecting to the knowledge right up there in the brain? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki be'etzem shoyrish haseichel ein lanu tfisa klal. Because in the actual knowledge of Hashem and wisdom of Hashem, we cannot touch that at all. We cannot connect up there at all. It is so far above us. Ve'gam shom ein lahaklipois shum achiza klal. And just like we cannot connect over there, the sitrachra also has no access whatsoever to touch anything up there. That's way out of their reach. Kishom ksiv, because about those upper floors, about keser, chachma, and bina, the pasuk says, lo yegurcha ra, evil will not reach you whatsoever, will not have any access up there whatsoever. So then how do they access? How do they attack the Kiddusha? Rak kol hisgabrusam hu lamata bimkoyim horaglin. Therefore, the place where they can attack and the place where they can try to topple the Kiddusha is only from the legs. Shehu bechinas ho'etzois, which represents the direction, the advice, the actual advice. Shehu bechinas ho'etzois. Hainu, what does that mean exactly? Hainu, kisheroyim etzois digdusha, when the sitrachra, when the forces of evil, when those forces that oppose a Jew coming close to Hashem, when they see proper advice and guidance, Shehem Kloyus Hatariag Mitzvahs, which is what all the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah are really about. It's Hashem saying, do this, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to get into big trouble. Do this, go here, go there. Shehem Taryag Itin Doiraisa. The Zohar Kodesh refers to the 613 mitzvahs as 613 pieces of advice and guidance from Hashem. V'chol shar ho'etzes tikdusha klumim b'hem. And all the other advice that's hidden in the Torah, throughout the Torah, the advice and guidance and direction that Hashem has given us, when the Sitrachra sees a Jew getting that advice and direction, azai ha-Sitrachra mizgaberes lahachlish ho'etzes chasashom. Then the Soton, the Yetzohara, the Sitrachra, tries to do everything in its power to weaken that advice, to punch holes into that advice, to confuse the person, to get the person not to understand the advice correctly, to misinterpret it, or to ignore it, or to forget about it. Ulahatil bohem sofek, and to inject doubt. How do you know? How do you know if you do this, you're going to succeed? Maybe not. Maybe you should try a different path. Umahapach lo yaderech. And the Sitrachra tries to change direction on the person. Umachnes boy teuyois, usfekois, ubilbulim, bechol ho'etzes tikdusha, and tries to inject mistakes and doubts and confusion about the clear direction that the Torah is offering, that the tzaddikim are offering. Ad to the point where, ad shelefomim, mahapechloi ho'etzo legamri, to the point where sometimes the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, does such a good job where he literally confuses the person and gets the person to do the opposite, the exact opposite of what the Torah says, thinking that he's doing the right thing, thinking that he's being religious. The Yetzirah has the ability to dress things up, to confuse the person in a way, to think that he's doing a mitzvah by yelling at his parents, or, you know, he's standing up for truth and justice. Ad she'oimer lora toiv v'latoiv ra, to the point where the person can actually end up calling evil good and good evil. Umatir eso isur, and gets the person to consider permissible that which the Torah considers forbidden, v'oiser esaheter, and to consider forbidden, out of bounds, that which the Torah recommends, you know, which the Torah advises to do, v'chulu, etc. Ulefamim, and at times, machnis boi sfeikos ubilbulim, the Satan has the ability to inject doubt into the person and confusion, ad she'enoi yoidea loshis etzais benafshei b'shum dovor, to the point where the person is in a state of total confusion. He has no idea which way to go. He gets up in the morning, I have no idea, should I be going to shul now? Should I go to work earlier? Should I show up earlier at work? What in the world? Should I quit my job, this job, which is so, what do I do? Va'atzosoi chaluko tomid. And his power, his guidance, his GPS is always split, is always giving him two different directions. They're always giving him two choices, and he has no idea which one to choose. Ki haklipois hein bechinas zuamas hanochosh. Because we know another word for klipois, another word for yetzahara, is the snake, the original snake, the tumah of the original snake. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word satan is bigematria nochosh. Nachash is 358, Satan is 359. The word Nachash with the kolel is Satan. They're the same guy. So the Satan dates back to the original snake, Shehem Bechinas Eitzos to Sitrachra. And what did the snake do? He didn't bite nobody. You know what he did? He offered bad advice. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, when Chava was questioned, why did you do this? Why did you eat from the tree of wisdom? She said, Hanochosh Hishiani. The snake convinced me. The word Hishiani there means advice. He advised me. He said this was a great idea. Loshen Eitza, which means referring to advice. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran that the word Hishiani is also Miloshen Nisuin, marriage. The snake married, just like in marriage, the husband injects into the wife, so too the snake injected his poison in the form of bad advice into Chava. Sheheim roitzim lekalkel ulahachnis sfeikois be'etze dikdusha. What the Sitra Achra is all about, what their real mission statement is, to try to inject doubt. That, you know, a Jew who's learning Torah, who's trying to learn Torah, and listening to rabbis, and what does the Eitz Hara do? Maybe. Maybe. How do you know? How do you know? It sounds good, but at the other hand, the other side sounds good also. Sounds even better. Very often, the Kiddusha offers a savings account. The Sitra Achra offers a checking account. Savings account, you got to wait 6 months, you got to wait 6 years, you got to wait 6,000 years. The other guy is offering instant gratification. I don't know. Which? It looks so much more real. We know that the salvation of Klal Yisrael, we've mentioned this recently, that the ultimate book in Judaism is the Tehillim book. Whenever Jews are really in trouble, all Jews, the Jews that are not religious, you know, that don't know from anything, and the most religious Jews, people who are sitting studying Gemara day and night, when there's a crisis, they pull out the nuclear weapon, they pull out the Tehillim books, the Psalms. And if you look in Tehillim, this is what Tehillim starts with. Dovra Melech, whose every word of Tehillim was Ruach HaKodesh, was the Spirit of Hashem speaking through him. The book of Tehillim begins with the words, Ashrei Ho'ish Asher Loiholach Ba'atzas Rishoim, Uvederech Hatoim Loyomad, Uvemoishav Leitzim Loyoshav. Fortunate is the person who does not go in the path of Rishoim. Asher Loiholach Ba'atzas Rishoim. He doesn't follow the advice and guidance of evil. Uvederech Hatoim Loyomad. And on the path of sinners, he does not stand on that path. Uvemoishav leitzim, and in a gathering of jokers, people who mock, people who make fun. What do they make fun of? Religion. They make fun of Torah. They make fun of rabbis. They make fun of Hashem. Uvemoishav leitzim lo yoshav, kiim betoiras Hashem cheftzoi. But rather, the person chooses, he rejects all of those things. And what does he choose instead? The Torah of Hashem. What do you mean? Is there another Torah? The answer is yes. There's the Torah, the Satan. He's also offering Torah. When he sees that a person is into Torah, he says, no problem. Come, I'm also a rabbi. Let me show you my ordination. I've been ordinated by the Reform Institute of the Ladies and Men's Auxiliary of Rabbinical the chief rabbinate. You know, they're working today, the current events, one of the main focuses of our political echelons in the state of Israel is to see if we can organize a new committee of ladies and men who will choose the chief rabbinate, the chief rabbis of Klal Yisrael. So a person chooses, he doesn't want that Torah. He wants Torah Hashem, he wants the real thing, Torah Temes, coming from the true tzaddikim. And Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'haminolim, and the shoes, Sheheim shmira l'raglin me'achizas haklipois, which are a protection for the feet from being affected by the pebbles and stones and the dirt and the bugs and everything on the floor that represent the klipos, the sitra achra, heim bechinas tikun shleimus eitza. They symbolize perfection of eitza, being zoicha to the true eitza, to walk a solid path. Va'alkein heim nikroim minolim, and this is why the Hebrew word for shoes is min alim, loshen ne'ila u'segira. The word na'al, lin'ol, means to lock up, to lock up, to close. Kihem choytzitzin bifnei haklipois. They lock the door, they block, they serve as a barrier in front of the klipois, the forces of tumah, sheloy yisachzu baraglin nekdusha, that they should not have access to the holy feet, Shehim Bechinas Ho Eitzos Dikdusha, which are the advice, the guidance of Kedusha. Shelo Yuchlu HaKlipois Lahachnis Sfeikois Beho Eitzos Dikdusha, so that these forces of Tumah should not be able to inject doubts into the holy advice, the holy guidance that the Torah is giving us. Shehu Bechinas Raglin, which is the feet. We mentioned the opening chapter of Tehillim before. Now let's go to another chapter in Tehillim, which is usually considered the most important chapter in the entire book of Tehillim. Chapter 119, which is the largest chapter in Tehillim. It's 176 sentences. It has 8 lines for every letter of the Aleph Beis. It goes through the Aleph Beis from the beginning, 8 different cannonballs for each one of the letters of the Aleph Beis. And that's what Rabbeinu Zal chooses to begin the Likutei Moran with. The first chapter in Likutei Moran begins quoting the first pasuk of chapter 119 in Tehillim. What does it say there? It says, Ashrei Temimei Derech. Fortunate are the ones who go on the complete path. Tomim means many things. Tomim means sincerity, simplicity, and Tomim means whole, complete, 100%. Fortunate are those people who go on the path, the 100% path, the perfect path, which is Haholchim B'Toiras Hashem. They walk with the Torah of Hashem. It doesn't say who study the Torah of Hashem. It doesn't say who learned the Torah of Hashem. It says haholchim, halicha, the walking, the eitza toiva, those who are zeicha to draw the right conclusions from the study of Torah, and the Torah is their guide. It's their eitza. They walk with the Torah. The Torah shows them which way to go, forward, backwards, right, left, up. That their guide is the real Torah. And when the shoes are in place, when the protection is in place, the klipos cannot inject doubts. They cannot split the decision. They can't confuse the person and make left look right and make right look left. Chas v'shalom. Raktiya ho'etzo shlema. But rather, the person is zochet to complete, clear guidance. Ne'ula usgura. Lock it up. When we say in the expression, lock it up means close it up. We wrap it up. We know exactly what to do now. We've come to the final conclusion. We feel we're at the right conclusion of a meeting. They say, close it up now. Wrap it up. That's the ne'olayim, which close the deal. Raktiyo eitzo shlema ne'ula usegura beloy sofek v'chaluka. Without any doubts, without any splits, without any machloket. And again, the word suffek, we know the Zohar Kodesh tells us what that word suffek is. We know that out of all the klipos, the king of all klipos, the king of all tumah, is Amalek. The pasuk says in the Torah, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the leader, the top, number one public enemy of this of the Jewish people. And the Zohar Kodesh says that the word Amalek is bigematria suffek. Amalek, Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf is 240. The word Safek is 240. Because Judaism, Yiddishkeit, Torah, is all about definite, being definitive, very clear. person has Eitzah Tov, a person who has the right advice, he knows exactly what to, the picture is clear to them. They know exactly what to do. We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say about Hashem, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. Hashem's name, Hashem is called Vadai, definite, definitive, clear. If Hashem is definite, what's the opposite of Hashem? Sofek, doubt. And that's one of the main goals of the Sitra Achra, to inject doubt. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe not. Person's learning, and instead of realizing that every word here, Hashem is speaking directly to me, and Hashem is showing me exactly what I need to be doing and what I need to know, and in order to interpret that, if I'm not on the level to understand it, then I have to search for the true tzaddik, the true tzaddikim who are on the level. They know exactly how to read the Torah and derive the proper advice and direction. That's why Rabbeinu Zal begins his sefer with the words Ashrei Tmimei Derech HaHolchem B'Torah Hashem. He's saying, "Come with me. You want to? You learn Torah with me. I will show you how to walk the path of Hashem. I will show you how to derive clear, perfect guidance from the Torah." We'll hold it over here for now.